electronic gaming's effects with consideration to demographic variances. Studies have found that amongst students, female students' time usage of computers were greater. However, students spend more time playing video games were usually male students. Male students also had a greater belief of computer efficacy and a more positive attitude toward computer use. The Entertainment Software Association shows that about 62% of game players are males and just 38% are female. Studies have also found with experiments that all of the users, regardless of age, sex, education, and living environment, experience positive effects from the experience of gaming. Studies have also found that cultures may instill varying emphasis on game playing, and students may not associate their improved performance during gaming to their improved performance in school subjects. It is also found that increased test scores were increased greater in males rather than females, and that daily game frequency only increased test scores in English language learning students. Learning disabled individuals have a limited internal capacity for motivation, but an intervention with video games provided improvements to the quality of their attentiveness, and another factor that is prevalent in low self-esteem individuals. It was also noted that the positive increases in cognitive functioning may be related to the increased attention that participants receive by being involved in a study. Groups formed heterogeneously for the purpose of differentiation may have increased problems with interaction. Studies have also found that both male and female students were positively affected by a virtual reality multiplayer educational gaming application which synthesized social interactions into gameplay.